Now notice how the psalm opens here, and it opens with a reference to the Trinity, strange as this may seem. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Now, we've had that face, the face of God, before. And we have said that even from the beginning, some of the teachers of Israel said that the face of God means the Messiah. And you have that here, and that's a reference, by the way, to that great threefold Trinitarian blessing that God gave to the nation Israel when he prepared them for the wilderness march. He gave it to them in Numbers 6, 24 and 26. And you've heard it many times at a wedding. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. That's God the Father. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That's the Messiah. That's Jesus. That's Christ. That's our Savior. And then, verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And only the Spirit of God can do that. So we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a threefold blessing here. And it says, they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So here we have that reference to it. So this is the fulfillment of it in the millennium. Now, notice what he says here as we go on through after this Aaronic blessing. And we have here that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health upon all nations. Now, there's no blessing for the earth until Israel actually is back in the land. I don't mean as they are today. I mean put there by the Lord. When he puts them there, they'll be able to do what Isaiah said in Isaiah 49:13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Now, that's what God says concerning these people. Now, either God meant it or he didn't mean it. And far as I'm concerned, he meant it. Now, will you notice? Verse 3, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Now, here is a marvelous, wonderful picture that we have here before us. Now, verse 4, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and shalt govern the nations upon earth. And here is this marvelous blessing that God had promised to Abraham. I'll make you a blessing to all peoples, all nations. And the Lord Jesus made it very clear, salvation is of the Jews. That was his first coming. Now, this is his second coming, and there will be a converted earth at that time when he comes. And the greatest time of salvation, I believe, is in the future. But that's not in this age. Not until the millennium will this come true, nor can it come true. I don't think it's possible at all for it to come true in our day. For instance, Isaiah 66:19 says, I will set a sign among them. I'll send those that escape them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. They shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm. Now, you have here this tremendous picture that is given to us. I move on down. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Now we come down here to this wonderful program that God has. What is the goal of God? God's desire that we should get Israel back to the land? No, we're to preach the gospel. That would indeed be foolish just to be interested in getting them back to the land. But it's no more foolish than try to convert the world. The church will not bring in the kingdom by preaching. I can assure you that. The scripture makes it very clear. Romans 11:25, Paul says, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel. How long? Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.